So if you're doing book distribution and some people just they just don't understand anything, maybe they shout at us, they speak rudely to us. So how do we stay humble and get over it at that time? See, when we are approaching that person, we are not just approaching that person. We are actually dealing with Krishna. That means we are approaching that person to benefit that person, but we are also approaching that person to please Krishna. And if we have that perspective in mind, have you been to a clothes shop? You know, there are sometimes hundreds of dresses in the clothes shop. And we may go and, you know, I want to see this dress. I see this dress. And we just look at that dress and we put it aside. Often the attendant has to come and then, you know, put the dress in the right place, maybe iron it again, maybe sometimes wash it again also. A lot of work. So, now if suppose there is a particular customer who is a very messy customer. That customer looks at 100 dresses and doesn't take any dress. Now, when that happens, the attendants will, as soon as that customer comes, the attendants will feel, oh my God, you know, I don't want this person here. And now, the attendant will still deal very courteously with the customer. And even if the customer doesn't take the cloth, take any dress, the attendant knows that the camera's everywhere, my boss is watching. And my salary is coming from my boss. So if my boss sees that, oh, this attendant behaved so courteously, although his customer is so difficult, and the boss also knows this customer is a very difficult customer. But still, if the attendant, the boss sees this customer behaves so nicely, sorry, this attendant behaves so nicely with this difficult customer, and the boss will appreciate. And although the attendant may not make a sale, but still, the boss may promote the attendant. You know how to deal with difficult customers. You remain courteous. And the boss will be pleased, the boss may promote also. So although at one level there is failure, couldn't sell the particular dress, but there is success because the boss was pleased, he got promoted. So like that, so what am I referring to? Who is the boss? Krishna. And the people who are being rude, they are like the difficult customer. So we are approaching them, so we want to make the sale, we want to help them take the book. At the same time, our goal is to please Krishna. So even if this doesn't work out, We know if somebody is being rude, no, Krishna also knows that person is being rude. Now, Krishna is observing how we react at that time. So we can grow and closer to Krishna by focusing on Krishna at that time. Answer, respond, not just based on how that person is responding, but also based on what we please Krishna. Does that answer your question? So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.